line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Love line.
Yep, it is love line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician. Tonight, our guest is the delightful Dickie Barrett from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Dickie is a friend of mine who I'm always glad to see. I really am. We went out Saturday night. We had a fantabulous time at a big-time Hollywood party. There's the microphone, Dickie.
All right, yeah. I still recognize these things. Thank you. It's been a while.
Dickie was telling me, though, that when Sheryl Crow was with you guys, you basically were sort of making...
the scene.
Well, no, that you sort of waxed poetic about the prosaic, philosophical reason for the man show.
You got a little deeper into it than it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't
and,
just girls on trampolines at that point.
Until Sheryl went up to the bathroom, and then it was...
Yeah. Ooh, did you see the size of hers?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, but when she was around, there was a reason for it, a deeper meaning to the whole thing.
I know.
Got into the zen of it.
I puss out when I get those Lilith tour vibes at the table, you know.
But once she left, it was more of a Warped Tour thing.
That's true. Speaking of the Warped Tour, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones will be playing the Vans Warped Tour this summer. Yeah, there you go. Now, we had a very very eclectic dinner with Sheryl Crow and Dickie and Daniel from The Man Show and another friend of ours. It was good times.
Joe was that guy's name.
Then we went with Joe, and we all went to this like big Hollywood party. It was the most Hollywood party I've ever been to.
I've ever been to either.
Yeah.
We're not, new to this Hollywood thing either.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It was a who's who, a variable who's who.
A very eclectic mix of celebrities.
A celebrity stew.
That's right. And all sort of artisan types who are dressed in a frumpish fashion, which makes them real celebrities. You know, like when good-looking leading men guys are wearing farmer hats and growing beards and wearing T-shirts. And then
there was a guy in a fez, another guy in a
white
boa.
Suit in a fez. Yeah. Well, the guy in the boa was Dave...
Navarro.
Right.
Right.
So we're used to that.
So, yeah. And we're glad we didn't wear our boas.
No.
We were thinking about that before we headed out.
We agreed on the phone. Thank God we had that conversation.
Were you boa man? I don't know. Is Navarro going to be there? I'm not sure if I'm going to wear
it. I'm not going to chance it. All right, I'll leave it in the car.
Navarro, you're...
So, Dickie...
Dave Navarro had a thing. They were actually... They turned out to be Starbucks mints.
Yeah.
They come in a little...
But he's standing in a doorway as we passed from one room to another, and we were... At this party, me and Adam became... We went from C-list celebrities to about...
We
were way down. So, like, everyone, you know, was somebody, making us almost nobody. So, but he had this little can of white pills... And as you go through the door, people were grabbing them for the free of breath, and he was handing them out. And Adam just popped one right in his mouth. I'm like, you eat a little white pill from Dave Navarro.
I humped a Sparklets bottle when I got home, too. I was tripping pretty good.
It for you.
No, just Starbucks.
I took one to be polite and tossed it immediately. I couldn't take that kind of a chance.
He put it in his mouth like one flew over the cuckoo's nest with the medication. Then he spat it in my mouth, and we were French kissing at the end of the night. It was a nice night.
That was funny.
A little something for the road.
I was kind of like your boy, though. Come on, Dickie, come this way.
Come on. Hey, Dickie.
We couldn't travel. We were like Siamese twins.
Don't do that in front of Sheryl. Come on. Come on, act your age.
I was well behaved.
Yeah, you were good. You were a delight.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. Yeah, we all met up for dinner. It was a good night. And I want to talk about the Boss Tones real quick here before we get to the phones, because the reason Dickie's out here is because he's doing a video for the new single.
We finished our part of the video.
The video, now the record's going to be released May 2nd.
Yes.
And the video will be released when?
Probably maybe before that. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
But I was talking to Dickie, and he's telling me it's looking good, and there's a good buzz, and a lot of stations have added the song. And
most
all
added
that
today.
Yes.
Right?
Someone said that today.
Really?
I got a handful of Island record company guys out there. They can brief me on the details. Yeah.
Yeah.
I travel with the posse.
And cookies.
My plan is for everyone who I like and who likes me to become very successful, and then I can sort of glom onto that, and I'm really, I know we BS each other a lot, but I'm really, really happy the Boss Tones got a strong follow-up record, and I'm glad that the buzz is so great, and I'm glad it's working out so well.
Unlike a lot of guys who blow smoke up my behind,
yeah.
The other day when I called Adam to tell him I was in town, I could actually hear the Rascal King playing in the background. I think he was jumping rope or he was shadow boxing. And he's listening to this, Dickie. And then I blew some smoke up his ass and said that I'm watching some tapes of the Man Show over here on my hotel.
But that was a lie. I was in the garage and I had the Rascal King.
What are you doing? Working the heavy bag?
I was hitting that heavy bag. Yeah.
Are you good on the speed?
No.
No?
No, just on the heavy.
That's rhythm, right?
Right.
Yes.
Andy.
Yes.
You're 27. What's up?
Well, my wife and I were test driving all the furniture in the living room the other night. Actually, it's been about a week and a half ago. And she kind of moved, and the couch is missing a leg. It kind of moved, too. I kind of missed and bent it. And I've been in...
That sounds like some of our TV producers have gotten a hold of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you recognize that meter use of language?
Right. So you bent your penis.
Yes. And it's... been quite painful for the last week and a half.
Does it work?
It's functional.
Okay, that's going to be fine.
Really?
Yeah, you can actually tear what's in there, and the you can have difficulty obtaining erection. That's
right. We work at a swingers club.
Oh boy.
And
what's that all about?
What are you? Coat check? What do you do with the swingers club?
Yeah, you know, DJ, hospitality, yada yada yada.
So you're not engaged in all that stuff.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hmm. And is your wife?
Yes.
And how does that work? You don't have kids, do you?
No, not yet.
Don't do that.
Yeah, and good luck finding out who the dad is. By the way, once she does get pregnant,
it's all very safe.
So
very safe. We don't very often.
Hey, Andy.
Yes.
I love the notion of a swingers club, and I love it when they're portrayed in porn movies because everyone's young and good looking. But whenever I see one of these HBO expose things where they go undercover and they expose these things. It's just a bunch of fat farmers.
Well, you also don't get to see what
scary dimple-ass women.
We have all walked.
Yeah,
we have everything.
But Andy,
you got fat and fatter.
But
right? Is that what you mean by
all
walks?
The visual experience.
There's no hot chicks at those swingers clubs. That's what pisses me off.
The what you don't also get to see is really what's going on with these people and what they're doing.
They're eating. That's what they're doing.
They're using these very intense arousal mechanisms to really avoid intimacy and to act out something for
them. All right. Well, listen.
What we have at home and what we do there, it's different.
All right, but how does the swinging club work? I mean, let's say I showed up with Dickie.
People are already talking.
With Dave Navarro in his boa. How would this work?
I don't know about the boa.
All right, well, let's just say...
Boa's too crazy for you, swinger?
Yeah, they have delicate sensibilities.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
They have a dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no BJ.
Don't we get to hear this? I would love to hear it.
No, I don't want to hear it. I want to know what goes on in the club.
It's basically like a regular bar,
mm-hmm.
You know. Only we actually have a swimming pool inside.
Oh yeah.
And
a regular bar.
Yeah.
The occasional
Boston bar,
or
have those in
special
Southie.
Act going on right in front of you. Or we also have 10 private rooms.
Now, would you have to be a member of this club?
Yes, but membership's pretty easy to get. You show up, and a lot of clubs have
two forms of ID and
a lot of clubs
credit card.
You have to have a. That you have to apply.
Right.
We're pretty open door. We have very strict rules, and as long as you and the rules are pretty common.
Just as long as you're not black or Jewish, you're in.
Yeah. No, we have blacks and Jews. We have all walks of life.
Separate room, though, right? All right. So you go in there, and do you need an HIV test or anything?
No, but safe sex is a must.
So everyone has to use a condom.
Mm-hmm.
How safe is that? We're not screening anybody. You have no idea who's in the room.
But if you see somebody without a condom on, would you interrupt them?
I picked one out Saturday.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And how do you break in while they're having intercourse?
Yep.
Oh, that's a bummer. And
to do a condom check?
Say again?
How do you tell if the guy's wearing a condom if he's in a
private room.
Position?
In a private room.
In a private room, it's up to the other members. So you take a chance. You know,
all right, but if they're out on the main dance floor, mm-hmm. and you walk by and you use a stick like a Cramps, you know the guys who work at Cramps table with the curved stick?
Stigma.
Pull the guy's balls out of the way, go for a quick condom check, and then drop them back down again.
It's the worst part of the job is peeking over the shoulders.
All right. You don't want to hear about his past.
No, no, no. Hold on. So you get a membership. That's easy to get. Now, when you show up, do you have to bring a woman?
You don't have to. We allow singles.
So a single,
but it's more fun if you bring a woman, and it's cheaper.
Single guy could show up and wait around?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have sex, you might just have... How many people might be having sex at once out on the main floor?
On the main floor? It doesn't happen very often. People, you know, people in general are shy.
Boring.
So they just go off to a room.
Right. We have 10 rooms, so, okay. I mean, it's, you know.
All right. So really, it's not too much condom checking going on.
What are the prices? Again, it's cheaper if you go in this single.
I can give you the website address and all that's on there.
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
But how much? So if you bring a woman, it's cheaper?
Sometimes, Dickie, go on.
What city?
Dayton.
What city? Is this in Dayton?
I have been to Dayton, but I don't think we've played your venue.
All right, Andy.
Okay.
Okay, listen, don't have any kids. Come on. Your penis is fine.
Seriously.
Should I see a doctor? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not going to hear about your past. We're repulsed about your present, and good luck with the future.
Well, he summed it up very nice.
That's pretty good, right?
Well, yeah. Whenever we come up, I always want to point out what really makes people do that stuff. I mean, the press, you know, the culture presents it as this kind of cool, hip thing, and it's such BS.
Yeah.
Which culture? There's nothing cool about it.
But America sort of puts it out as, you know, hey, this is
all those shows look ridiculous, like the HBO shows he was talking about.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you don't have any kids, I could care less. My big objection is they're not attractive. They don't look like they look in the porn movies. When you think Swingers Club, you think, all right, no way. These are scary elderly folks. Kenny.
Hey, how's it going?
You're 17. What's up?
I was wondering if you can show up dirty on a pee test from secondhand pot smoke.
No,
not unless you're like locked in a car with somebody smoking for a couple of hours.
Remember the van Spicoli climbed out of in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
By the way, he wasn't born. 2 years before he was born.
No. Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. That's it. All right. Hey, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay, you're fine.
All right, cool, thanks.
All righty. Aaron.
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, my girlfriend is on the pill, right, the birth control pill?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been having unprotected sex, like, every weekend. I just want to know if this thing is, like, 100% sure safe that she won't get pregnant.
It's as sure as you can be. It's the most sure means you can use. Is she on her second cycle?
If she takes it properly, you know, at the same time every day?
Yeah. No antibiotics or anything like that, it should be nearly 100% effective.
Okay, and another thing is she's taken another medicine. I'm not sure what it is, but it said it may reduce the effects of birth control.
Well,
she stopped taking it, though, but she did take it, like, before.
What's she taking it for?
I'm not sure.
Is it antibiotic, like for acne or something?
Yeah, I think it's
antibiotic. All right, well, she needs to finish. She's not covered. Don't consider herself well covered until she starts her next packet of pills after she had stopped the antibiotic.
How old is she, you son of a bitch?
She's 50.
I can't believe it. You know, not only, that's, to me, having a steady sexual partner at 15 and on the birth control pill is like your dad buying you a new car and giving you a gas card. You know what I mean? It's not only do you got the car, but you got the full tank, too. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like she's 15, she's having sex, and she's on the pill. You don't have to screw with the condoms or anything or pulling out or any of that.
But nothing's ever perfect because the dude's sweating it, you know?
Yeah.
Right now he's constantly...
Because he's not ready for this.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know, and he's confused by the medicine.
Yeah, all right. But he's still getting laid twice a week. I mean, 15, it's pretty good. Drew, I know you were having at it, what, 15? You were doing pretty good back then, right? Yeah. Drew had a steady girlfriend in what, high school?
No, 17.
Used to go down to Chinatown and buy condoms. That's my favorite Drew story. I was in Chinatown laughing my ass off about 2 weeks ago. I was filming something, and I told everyone in the crew... when we were eating dim sum at one of those palaces. Which, by the way, you ever eat dim sum at one of those dim sum palaces?
Yes.
They're like, oh, they're great. There's all these little meatballs and...
tea cakes.
Yeah, you know, cakes and dumplings, and it's kind of, it's almost like cooked tofu. But it's a real scam because they see the round eye come in there, and they see dollar signs, you know? And it's a really weird, first off, it's really weird because they're Chinese, and they're these huge palaces. I mean, not really palaces, but these huge restaurants, huge rooms. There's not a pillar. I don't know how the roof stays on. Because yeah. it's like 700 yards and you don't see one post. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like you're thinking, what is that roof? Just a solid piece of granite?
Way loose from my friends back in Boston. Way loose out on the highway. Biggest one in the world.
They come out and it's great. There's so many waiters and waitresses that they don't have name tags. They have numbers. And it's really weird because they're Chinese. It's like we got 57 and 24 and 33. And they come out and they all converge on you with these carts filled with the food. And what they do is they get you confused. They ask everyone, you want the egg dumpling? And you go, yeah, give me one. Oh, you say five, here's five. And then they'll ask the guy right next to you, you want egg dumpling? Yeah, I'll take it. Here, take five. You say you take five. He told me you want. And before you know it, there's like just stuff just piling on. It's like,
they're heading out with all the cartons.
Yeah, they're just dumping stuff on it, and you're like, who ordered all these dumplings? I don't know. I thought he said you. No, and you're like, you start fighting at the table. Who's paying? I'm not paying for this.
Piles of rice.
Yeah, and then you're getting piles of crap you
and
never
heard
of.
And it comes with rice, and if you order the rice, they don't tell you.
And it's a lot of the stuff is stuff you're not sure what it is. You're just like eating, and people are going, what is this? And you're going, I think like a chicken and a shrimp like made it or something. I don't know what this is. It's not bad. Try it. Put some soy sauce on it.
Drew's buying condoms where?
Drew is out.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling the whole table after we got in the $800 worth of food we didn't order. Because, like I said, they know we're foreigners to them, and they're going to cash in. Drew, I'm telling the whole table about Drew when he was in high school, since they didn't have condoms everywhere at the 7-Eleven and mini markets. He had to go to a pharmacist and go behind the counter and get these things. Drew's dad was a doctor. Probably knew all the pharmacists in Pasadena. Drew was going to be goddamned if he was going to go in there and have, you know, the guy from Petridge Farms go, I saw your son in there. He's quite a lad. Yes, Mr. Pimsky, he sure is growing up. Bought himself a case of condoms. Gave me a $10 tip. He did. So, Drew, you know, having a certain, you know, shaft-like street savvy, even at 17, heads down to Chinatown.
He's going to get him on the black market.
Yeah, all the round eyes look the same. No one cares over there. They don't talk. You know, so he'd go into one of these places, get himself a little ginseng and a case of condoms, and it was...
like we used to buy fireworks.
Right. It was back to Pasadena to nail a girlfriend, and Dad never knew the better.
Very smart.
Hey, you never think about it, but if your dad's a doctor in town, you can't hit the pharmacy and grab condoms, right, Joe?
He probably could, but at that age, your imagination. You just imagine.
Yeah. It's 1975 or something, right? But people, this is not discussed.
No.
At all. It's like, no way.
Your dad would have been pissed.
Not even in 1983, it felt the same way to me, too.
Would your dad have been pissed?
Oh.
Not because you're getting laid, but because you're paying wholesale for condoms.
And you could bring them home.
Yeah, I could have brought them home. Jesus Christ, the guy dropped off a bunch of samples. Sure, they're half condoms, but you put two of them together, they work fine. Mike?
Yeah?
Well, you brought shame to the family, son. Mike, you're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. First-time caller, long-time listener, gynecologist of Booville.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I smoked weed with some of my friends, and I'm on Paxil for depressive stuff, because that's what my psychologist or psychiatrist put me on.
Okay.
And ever since after I, like, smoked it, I've been getting, like, nervous twitches and stuff, like out of the blue.
Are you having panic attacks?
No, not panic attacks, just, like, twitches.
Are you anxious?
Yeah, well, not really. It's just like twitching my arms and like my upper body.
like the muscles are twitching, or you actually move a joint?
Yeah, like my arms like move without me knowing.
That's very interesting. That's hard for me to imagine. Yeah, it's from the pot.
Yeah. Speaking of moving a joint, though, why are you smoking weed when you're on the Paxil anyway?
Oh, I didn't even know it was going to do anything like that.
Well, but you're depressed, and the weed's going to make that worse.
Wow.
Yeah. You really...
It's not like I smoke it every day. All right.
Okay.
But that's enough.
It's not helping.
I know. I mean, I haven't done it since.
Okay. But I doubt it's from the weed. How long have you been on the Paxil for?
For almost a year now.
Have they changed the dose at all recently?
Yeah, they lowered it to 30 milligrams.
When?
A couple months ago.
Hmm. And when did you smoke the pot?
About 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Hmm. It's hard to blame the pot for that, really, is, although there can be panic and anxiety and all kinds of funny little reactions that occasionally occur. Muscle twitching is not one I've seen. Okay?
All right, Mike.
You don't think it'll, like, go away?
This time tomorrow. Either be dead or it'll go away completely.
Paxil, there's a withdrawal syndrome from Paxil, but usually you're over a couple of weeks. So.
I know we're running a little late. I want to hear Boston some before we go to break. Ah, oh, come on.
Oh, what a puss that
come on, Andy. Jesus Christ, like, you care. Who cares? Come on. Yeah. We good? Good. What's the name of the new CD, by the way, Jakey?
The new CD is called Pay Attention.
Ah, yes.
The song is called So Sad to Say.
Perfect. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hey, guys, picture this. After a day of busting your rear end, you come home to find things have changed. Your living room is now a top-shelf bar serving the finest wines, beer, and great cocktails. That junk room is now a walk-in humidor with every cigar you thought you'd never get around to smoking. Out of the kitchen comes the most delicious smell. Let's say prime rib. Where you had the TV, there's now a stage. Can you imagine that? Oh, yeah, one more thing. Your place is now crawling with the most beautiful, voluptuous women you've ever laid your eyes on. Now, you might be thinking, this is a cruel picture to put in a guy's head. After all, it's never going to happen, right? Right. But everything just described is waiting for you at Rick's Cabaret. Rick's Cabaret is now open late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret, downtown Minneapolis, located 3rd and 3rd. Check out their website at ricks.com.
Half off. We'll give you half off. This is your last chance to save not up to, but at least 50% off list during Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. Acoustic guitars from Yamaha, Sakamini, and more. Electrics from Ibanez, Tamer, BC Rich, and Jackson, just to name a few. Look for the Green Tag and get at least half off. $600 Pro Wireless Systems, now an unbelievable $199. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale isn't over yet, but the clock is ticking. Full-size MIDI keyboards at nearly 70% off, just $79. 60% off Spirit 12-channel mixers, now only $199. Zildjian cymbals, starting at just $29. And spend $499 or more with your Guitar Center credit card. Get no payment, no interest financing until 2001. Don't be green with envy. Come in today, because Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale is coming to a close. Call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you.
It was another record day on Wall Street.
It's no secret. From stocks to bonds to everything in between, the investment world is growing at a remarkable pace. So are the careers of the people who are a part of it.
Broader markets closed higher with heavy trading.
At American Express Financial Advisors, we're inviting you to share in the success. Because right now, we have career opportunities available for people just like you.
More people are investing now than ever before in history.
At American Express Financial Advisors, you'll enjoy exceptional benefits. You'll receive world-class training. And you'll find success in a business casual, team-oriented environment.
Analysts are predicting continued growth.
It's your career. It's your future. If you want more out of it, it's time to learn more about American Express Financial Advisors.
The next open house for full-time customer service and brokerage service associates will be held March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 7th floor of the IDS Tower. A $1,000 hiring bonus will be offered to individuals possessing a Series 7. American Express Financial Advisors, member NASD. American Express Company is separate from American Express Financial Advisors and is not a broker-dealer.
Hey, teens, dig this. You're at a beach club and the lights are blazing, the music is raging, bodies are thrusting, and the sweat of young hunger is in the air. Oh yeah, sounds like a high-quality spring break, right? Well, it is, and it happens every Friday night right in your backyard. It's the biggest dance party in the metro for teens at Waterworks Beach Club every Friday night. The doors open at 7 for teens ages 15 to 20, and it goes extreme from there. Waterworks provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old principal wannabe who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. This is a bash you threw up. You had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. Now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Get out to Waterworks this Friday night and register to win a graduation trip to Mexico, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Go local in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi. Waterworks Beach Club is at 7281 Main Street in Centerville. For directions or info, just call them at 651-429-3033.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The bitter host of Jeopardy! Has lashed out at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, saying the top-rated quiz show's questions are much too easy, and host Regis Philbin isn't that smart. Alex Trebek, whose program was the undisputed ratings king of game shows until Millionaire came along, told journalism students at the University of Georgia that he's astounded at the caliber of questions and answers. Trebek noted that Philbin has been on Celebrity Jeopardy! Twice, and he finished third both times. Trebek also insisted there's a big philosophical difference between people who appear on his long-running show and those who go on the relatively new ABC ratings powerhouse. Quote, granted, our money is nowhere comparable to those other shows, but so what? People on our program aren't there for the money. They're there for glory, to show off intellectual prowess. The Zone Files, from personal communication systems from U.S. West and alternative classics, Zone 105.
No Doubt is your favorite band in the world.
Hell yeah, I love them.
You think Gwen and Gavin make a great couple?
I think Gavin is so dreamy.
You've memorized every one of their songs.
You bet. I even know them backwards.
You have a bindi on your forehead at all times.
I got 18 of them, and I can't even see straight.
You want to be Gwen Stefani.
I want to be Gwen Stefani.
You, may want to keep that to yourself.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 wants to send you and a friend to San Francisco to see No Doubt. Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists, and Brian and Mary will draw a winner at random. No Doubt, the San Francisco treat. Wait a second. No Doubt in San Francisco. From Northwest Airlines, taking Minnesota to over 750 cities around the world, and Alternative Classics.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Groom.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our good friend Dickie Barrett is here tonight from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Pay Attention is the name of the new CD. That will be out May 2nd. The song that you just heard will probably be probably here before May 2nd, though.
Yeah.
For a CD. Should actually, could be hearing it now. Or at least you just heard it then. That's it. Ray?
Yeah. Hi, Adam. Hey, Drew.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago today, I found out that my boyfriend slept with another girl. And soon after that, he got kicked out of school, and everything's been really hard and, like, stressful in our relationship, but we're working everything out.
Hang on. He got kicked out of school?
He got kicked out
of
school.
Why? What?
For supposedly hitting a teacher. It didn't happen. Like, the way it's been said, it's been completely blown out of proportion.
He hit him, but not the way they said it.
He strangled him. Yeah.
No, he had a teacher on the back, and it was too hard, and she took it to offense. And so...
All right. We don't believe a word of it, but go ahead.
No, it's true. But, yeah, and ever since I, like, found out that he slept with another girl, it's just harder for me to achieve an orgasm during intercourse.
Why did that surprise you?
And it's just like the act of like sex. It's not oral sex or anything else.
Why did that surprise you?
I don't know, because it was never like that.
Yeah, but then he slept with another girl. Screwed up your rhythm. How'd you find out? Who was the other girl?
It was a good friend of his.
His. And why didn't you break up with him?
Because he told me to, and he said that I could be a bitch. Or sorry about that. He says I could be rude and do that and break his heart, and I felt bad, and I
forgive
him for it. And worked.
Interesting strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. And listen, I was banging my friend. You could be a bitch and break my heart and break up with me, or you could just sort of grow up and get over it.
Yeah.
Nice. How old is this guy?
He's 18.
I'm like a hell of a politician one day.
I don't have the energy to reach my wallet and grab my money.
No, she's just still young and in love.
No way.
Really? What's up?
Nothing really.
Yeah? You like your dad?
No.
Oh.
Probably with my dad.
See? What'd he do?
He's never been around. I've been raised by my grandparents.
Ooh. That's bad.
Where's your mom?
She's in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. She's conducting her experiments there, or what is she doing?
She's living a happy life with her other daughters and her new husband.
Oh, okay.
Why did she leave you behind?
Because when she had me, she supposedly went mentally insane and was incapable of taking care of me, so she shipped me to her parents.
Right, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and she decided she just never wanted me back because of the way that they raised me. It was not the way that she wanted me raised.
Which was how?
She's had a lot of problems.
Okay.
And, like, now she's, like, Christian.
Was she a drug addict?
I don't know really much about her. I don't really care.
Well, I'll go with yes. Anyone who finds Jesus Christ after 15 was a drug addict or a murderer.
Yeah.
That's my theory, and it's so far it's not been disproven.
And the dad, where is he?
I've never met my dad. My dad raped my mom, and she never saw him after that.
Oh. And that was, is that how you were conceived?
Yes.
Really? How'd you find out about that?
The parents that I live with now told me. Mm-hmm. I told my grandparents, my parents. They've raised me.
Really?
Do they
have to weave in the rape story?
Well, I wanted to know the truth. They promised that they were going to tell me the truth from the age that I understand it.
When did they lay the rape story out?
A couple years ago, about 3.
You were 13?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Jesus Christ. I'd say I'm 35, and my dad told me that story. I kicked him in the nuts.
How'd you feel about it?
You couldn't wait till I was 40?
How'd you feel about that when you heard that story?
Well, I have issues really bad. Like,
yeah.
Abandonment issues.
Yes, Ray, and that's why you're picking these abandoning a-holes to reenact these traumas you've had.
And
this guy is a colossal a-hole you're with now.
I seem to get with guys who have a lot of family problems.
Of course.
Well, there you go. Hey, Ray?
And they act them out on you.
Listen, if you're attracted to a guy, that means something's wrong with him.
Do you understand that? No, seriously.
But he's a great guy.
No, he's not.
No, he's not a great guy.
Mm.
He punched a teacher. He fooled around on you. That was.
And then he became abusive to you when you sort of took issue with his behavior.
Hey, Ray?
Yeah?
Listen, don't listen to you. You listen to me and Drew and Dickie when he's in town. Okay?
Look, because of the way these traumas have been sort of etched into your brain, let's say, you seek out people just like those abandoning figures in your life and reenact those traumas over and over and over again. So even though he may seem like a nice guy, he's not. And you experience that, or you get into those relationships by forming attractions to these people. So really be careful with intense attraction. That is going to serve you poorly.
I'd like to talk to these grandparents, too, because it's like, Ray, it's your 13th birthday. Before you open the gifts, Grandpa wants to tell you a story about... Now, remember how you thought you were here because the stork dropped you off? As it turns out, Dad held on down with a knife and rifle.
She was crazy at the time. You should also know that.
No, immediately upon seeing you, she went mentally insane.
And she went mentally insane.
She's found God now.
And
she cares less about you.
She's living in Pennsylvania. Everything's working out for her now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Enjoy your Etch-a-Sketch. Oh, my God. Kathy.
Hi.
You're 17. What's up?
Yeah.
Could have been a bus mitzvah.
I have a girlfriend that I've been going out for a while, but I have, like, this need to be with a man, only for sex, though. But every time I get caught cheating, it's hard for me to explain why I do it.
Here we go.
All right. Did you the product of rape?
No.
No. What's up with you?
I don't know. That's what I call him.
Okay. So, do you have a steady boyfriend that you're cheating on?
No. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, you have a steady girlfriend that you cheat on consistently.
I would say sexual abuse age 7.
All right. I'm going with 7.5, but...
I always go with Drew.
What happened to you?
Nothing.
No sexual abuse?
No.
Come on, seriously.
No.
Seriously.
I'm serious.
Don't lie to us.
I'm not lying.
We know when you're lying.
Okay.
What happened?
Hold on.
What happened?
Nothing.
All right. When did you realize you were a lesbian?
I say around 12.
Around 12.
You started experimenting with women at 12.
Yeah.
Drew, you realize you're gay at what, 14? A little bit late?
Much later.
About the time the Chinaman sold you the crate of condoms.
And when was the first time you actually had sexual, any kind of physical relationship with someone?
What age?
Yeah.
I say about 13 or 14.
And was it a male or female?
It was a male first.
Right. And that was with an older guy, like 19?
20, yeah.
No.
Come on.
You know, All right. Listen, Kathy.
Yeah.
Do you really like women, or are you just
really
not like guys?
In a relationship, I want to be with a woman.
All right, why do you keep cheating on your girlfriend?
Because it's like, I don't know, I like intercourse too.
No, she needs the power of a man. This is all screwed up.
All right, I hate to keep coming back to it, but where's Daddy?
I don't know.
You don't know where your dad is?
No.
You don't know him?
No. Never met him in my life.
Any idea why he left?
Huh?
Any idea why he left?
She stole his golf clubs.
I don't know. Last time I heard he was in prison, but...
For what?
I don't know. My mom never really told me much about him.
Computer software theft?
All right,
so...
All right, I think he violated a RICO Act.
And how old was he when you left? How old were you when he left? I'm sorry.
I never seen him in my whole life.
Never. Okay.
And why did he leave your mom?
Well, he was taken away.
Why did he leave your mom?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Kathy, is your mom around?
Yeah.
Do you get along okay with her?
No.
Okay.
Is she doing drugs?
No, she just doesn't accept, like, my lifestyle.
Right.
Did your dad do drugs?
Huh?
He doesn't know her dad.
No, but was he in jail for drugs, do you think?
I do not know.
I have no idea.
You just know he's in the clink, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any possibility he did anything to you before he left? You don't remember?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Hey, Kathy?
I'm on the ballot.
Okay, Kathy.
Yeah.
Things are a mess over there. They really are. Do you think you can stop acting out?
Well, it's not like I have a problem. It's just...
All right, well, forget it then. I don't care. Lindsay.
Yes.
You're 17.
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question for Drew.
Mm-hmm. Listen, hold on a second. You go calls. You call this show, not you, Lindsay. I'm talking about Kathy. You explain your sort of deviant behavior, and then you argue with us over why you don't have a problem. And you know what? If you tell me you don't have a problem, fine. You don't have a problem. I'm moving on to someone who has a problem.
Not pulling teeth there.
No
problem.
You have a problem, right, Lindsay? That's right. You're woman enough to admit it. What's up?
All right. Well, last weekend, I hooked up with a guy. Well, like, not like sex, but he fingered me. And then last week I got sick with, my throat was sore, and I went to the doctor to check it out, and she said that nothing was wrong. And then I started noticing weird discharge in blood in my urine, and I just kind of, like, checked up on it online, and, like, it came up that I might have
urinary
bladder
infection. Yeah, of course that's what you have.
Pardon me?
That's what you have.
I do?
Yes.
Do I have to go to a doctor?
Yeah. Because if you don't treat it, it can get back up into your kidneys and then be quite serious. So you can check it. You know what? You could call your doctor and they could treat this over the phone. Okay?
Really?
No problem.
Can you get this from the fingering process?
Yeah, again, that's when he gets near the urethra and his dirty mug, mitts gets around there and pushes the bacteria.
First off, Drew, it's filthy paws.
Filthy paws, I beg your pardon. That's what I was searching for.
Right.
How is this treated?
It's often just a single dose of an antibiotic. Sometimes they may give you 3, 5, 7 days, but it's easily treated. No big deal. You'll have many more before...
I don't have to tell my mom, though.
No. Call your doctor. Lindsay, you'll have many more of these before the day is done. Many, many more. It's not all about sex. You'll get them for many different reasons.
Now, what if the guy washes his hands? You know what I mean? To make any difference at all?
Pushing too hard there is what that's about.
It is.
As much as anything, yeah.
All right. And it's pushing up on the urethra?
Yeah.
Where's that urethra?
Just inside.
Inside the vagina?
Yeah. Up.
Where's the clitoris? Above the urethra?
No, outside.
Outside?
Outside. And I'm telling you this from all time.
I know, but I can't get this right.
Outside.
But it's around the vagina, right?
Give me the pictures.
I don't want to look at this thing.
Give me the pictures.
Hey, give me the heebie-jeebies.
Idiot.
All right, let me get that. Oh, my cowbell, my precious cowbell. I need one of those for radio.
You gotta be pictures and dumping the cowbell.
Yeah, Dickie, where do you see these pictures? It's like there's a whole thing going on there.
There we go.
Okay. Let me tell you the vagina, it's like an anthill.
Right.
Meaning, from the outside, it looks like one thing. It's just like a little mound. But then you go inside, there's all kinds of caverns and tubes, and there's a whole colony going on in there. The queen and...
It's unbelievable.
Drones.
Here's the
Where's
monster.
That?
This is the money spot.
Right is there. The anus up here?
No, it's right
there.
No.
Oh.
All right, let's turn the book around for you.
All right, so...
There's the urethra right there inside.
Where's the rest of the body?
You're looking down the axis here.
Oh, wow. She's on her back.
Yeah.
So where's the urethra?
Right there.
Oh, I thought that was the clitoris.
That's inside, and there is the...
I've been sucking on that thing the whole time.
It looks like a penis, right?
Looks like it's a little bigger than mine, actually.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, it was a bigger version of mine.
That's really...
All right.
Now, what is this over here?
Yeah, what is that? That's the fallopian tubing.
in the uterus.
Hi, Lindsay.
I don't have to know this stuff, right?
You're fine.
It'd be nice if most people did. You talk about, from you as Adam would advocate, we have some sort of life 101 class for high school students.
Right.
I think sort of human function 101, too. I really do.
Yeah, I think it would scare the kids.
It kind of amazes me that people can get through life not understanding this basic stuff.
Anderson, play the old vagina song for Dickie.
Who knows what goes on in the old vagina, the old vagina, the old vagina.
This is it, actually.
Who knows what goes on in the old vagina, the old vagina, the old...
This is what goes on, Dickie, in the old vagina.
That's terrific.
Yeah, that is scary.
I cut this class.
Christina is on hold. She's 17. She tried everything but can't have an orgasm. When we come back, we'll tell her how to achieve that. And many more after that, after this.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on Zone 105.
John Leinenkugel, Leinenkugel Brewing Company, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Despite the way my big brothers Jake and Dick treat me, I'm a grown man. So when Jake sat me down to explain the facts of life, I had to laugh.
So, John, you're probably wondering why I asked you out for a beer.
What's up, Jake?
It's time we had a man-to-man talk about the bears and the bees.
Really, Jake, you don't have to.
Listen, you know how we handcraft Liney's Honey Vice from malted wheat and cluster hops.
Right, that's what makes it crisp and refreshing.
But the bears and the bees give it that slightly sweet flavor.
Right.
See, the bees buzz all over making pure Wisconsin honey.
Uh-huh, and the bears help us find it, right?
Right. I'm so glad we had this little talk.
Geez, Jake, Dick already explained that Honey Vice comes from the honey stork. How young do you think I am?
Refreshing, slightly sweet, Liney's Honey Vice. Get it where you buy Leinenkugels, the flavor of the Northwoods.
Anticipation, wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Cub presents another of Murphy's Laws of Shopping with Linda Murphy, Mother.
It's a scientific fact. Spend hours painstakingly preparing a secret chicken cacciatore recipe that Grandma Tomasoni brought from Naples, and you'll guarantee that your kids will beg for fish sticks and crinkly fries. There are two ways to handle this. Please hush up and eat your cacciatore. Lots of kids would be glad to have this method. Or the shop at Cub method. Cub has unbelievably low prices every day. You save more, so you get more. So you can get all the ingredients for a chicken cacciatore that would make Grandma proud, and enough fish sticks and crinkly fries to keep the kids quiet. And you can watch them eat, happy and content, as you wonder what you're going to do with 3 pounds of leftover chicken cacciatore.
This week at Cub, Sara Lee apple or cherry pies, 2 for $6. And Cub whipped topping, regular flavor only, buy one, get one free with coupon. Plus register to win a trip for 4 to Orlando. Details in the frozen food section.
Cub, save more, get more.
Ah, George, so many unanswered questions in this crazy world of ours.
Like what?
Well, why did the girl behind the counter at White Castle give me this cool-looking Crave clip when I ordered up my usual Sacotin?
Lenny.
Well, was it because of my charming good looks? My engaging, albeit somewhat quirky personality?
Albeit?
Or because I gave her that little wink as she handed me my dinner.
Hate to burst your bubble there, lover boy, but White Castle's giving these cool little Crave clips to everyone who orders inside of 10 burgers.
No way.
Yep, got a couple myself.
Same as mine?
Yep.
I mean, shaped with the little mouth and the teeth and everything.
You got it.
Perfect for clipping together my important documents.
Look, it's the same like yours, see? Right down to that cute little magnet on the back.
Oh, man. Well, I guess that brings me to another unanswered question.
What's that?
Are you always trying to bring me down?
Ugh.
I mean, every time I get a little something extra, you got to horn in.
Here we go.
You're like a stick of wood. I gotta cut you loose.
Buy a sack of 10 delicious steam-grilled burgers for only $4.40 and get a Crave clip absolutely free while supplies last. White Castle. What you crave.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pay attention is the name of the new Mighty Mighty Boss Tone CD. Dickie Barrett is here representing tonight, and it will be out May 2nd. Dickie was telling me off the air about getting his GED. Quite finishing high school, but...
Hey, I got mine, buddy.
Going back and getting the GED.
I have one. I got a diploma.
I have one, yeah.
I never officially did pick up my diploma, but I would like to go
and get that. 1995, you can afford that book fee now.
We the People.
Was that the book?
Yeah, history book. Ironically enough, I'd never opened it, but I'd managed to lose many, many a book in high school.
I didn't return the book for political reasons. We the People had all the Christmas.
That's right.
Columbus is great.
That's right. Jefferson was a slave owner, goddammit, and they portrayed him as some kind of hero.
Book. I burned that thing.
Yeah, I wasn't sharp enough to figure that out back then. I just kind of spazzed out. They said, you know, and it's so funny, too, when people tell you stuff that you've clearly done, but you try to come up sort of lame comeback. They go, did you check out the book, We the People? Yeah. And it says here you never returned it. That's a bold-faced lie. And you're thinking to yourself, I have no idea where that book is. I probably smoked it four months ago.
The other night, it was when Daniel was telling about ordering SpectraVision and trying to just keep it under the five-minute mark, and you go, I would love to see you down at the desk with that. Sir, we have a computer. It was 11 minutes. You were watching the porn movie.
With righteous indignation. I watched that porn movie for 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
I cried over that for 3 days. I thought it was the funniest thing I ever heard. I had a great time the other night.
We had a great time with you too, Dickie. And what Dickie was talking about is, you know, when you go to hotels, you can watch like 5 minutes worth of porn before you have to pay for it. So if you're really on your game, you're fine. You know what I mean? Like for me,
out of the gate, you've got to be ready out of the gate.
If I get less than three, I'm considering it a disappointment. But it's so you know, time really flies when your penis is out. It's easy to go over the five.
Haven't those movies figured out that they take 10 minutes to get going?
Well, start beforehand. Use your imagination.
No, but I mean, wouldn't the movie industry figure out that...
I don't know if you start midway into the movie or you always start at the beginning of the movie when you... I guess you start at the beginning when you order that SpectraVision.
I guess it depends. I'm only guessing, but it depends.
All I know is I ordered the...
The funny thing about it is Daniel is you know, he's got a really good job. He produces Adam's show.
He's
got a really good job. And
he produced everything.
Yeah, he was working with Letterman and tons of stuff. But he still says that this was recently that he got in the argument about down at the desk. Listen,
they charge him $11.95.
I timed this on my nightstand clock. If your clocks are wrong here,
it was
4 minutes and no more, sir.
That's
the computer printout says 11 minutes.
Don't make me get my wife on the phone. She's an attorney.
Of course, Sheryl Crow wasn't with us when we were having that conversation.
Now. Are we trying to get another song in before the top of the hour?
Are we?
Yeah.
No, we'll hear it in the next hour.
All right.
Christina.
Yes?
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
I think I have some... I don't know what's wrong, because I tried everything, and I could never come or anything. I tried sex. I tried... God, I even tried masturbating and everything, and nothing helped.
This has never happened to you before?
Never.
Yeah. At 17, that's pretty much normal.
Really?
Yeah, and it really isn't so much about finding the right mechanical solution, though that's useful to understand how you work and all, but women need to find this sort of an emotional or affective kind of experience that they have to learn how to connect with.
Uh-huh.
And it's tough. It's not like there's a language out there that helps you deal with that, connect with that. I wish Anne were here. Because our producer would always talk about sort of...
Getting in the bathtub.
Lighting candles and finding... Stuff that the guy sounds like, why? Why are you doing that? But to a woman, it's about creating an environment or an opportunity for their normal physiology to just begin to work.
Yeah, for some.
That's right. Others are different.
Yeah. You're 17. I wouldn't worry about it that much.
It will work itself out, but stay tuned.
Have you ever...
I tried it a lot, and like nothing ever happened.
You ever tried a vibrator?
Yes, I have.
I have.
Everything.
And that didn't work either, huh?
Well, I mean, I'll get really wet, but nothing ever happens. Like, it never finishes, you know?
Yeah. Well, what are you thinking about? Are you freaking out?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to work.
Yeah, you got to think about the sound of silence or something.
Seagulls.
Yeah, think of seagulls.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because for women, especially, so much of it is emotional. Once you psych yourself out,
over,
you're screwed. I mean, once you think you're not going to have one, you definitely ain't going to have one. It's kind of a catch-22. I'm sure after you have one and you have the confidence and momentum going into the next one, you'll be fine. I don't know where you get that first one, though. Hey, you're 17, though. Don't worry about it. It's not me. Tony? Well, I'm just being honest. You're 21, Tony.
Hi.
What's up? You think a red ant bit the tip of your penis?
Yeah. What happened was that last night, in the middle of the night, I woke up to, like, a severe pain on my penis.
Yeah.
And so I ran to the bathroom, and I found that my penis was severely swollen and red.
Yeah.
And so I made myself urinate to see if possibly it was STD.
Mm-hmm.
And all that happened, that the redness, it spread to the tip.
Yeah, why? Have you seen red ants? Did your dad park the trailer on an ant hill again, or what happened?
Well, we have black ants all throughout our house. Like, they're invading our house right now.
Yeah, everyone has those, but not too many people have red ants.
Right, and I don't think black ants bite, so that's why I figured it was a red ant.
Why did you think it was a red
ant? You haven't seen any red ants.
Well, no, it possibly could have been a spider, but I didn't think...
Tony, what have you been doing with your penis lately?
Well, last week I had some sexual content.
Well, herpes takes about a week to 10 days to develop, usually.
Nah, I'm with him on the red ant.
No, this is herpes.
No, my testicles got ants on it.
Wow.
Wow, Anderson's got a drop for everything. That Homer Simpson, he covers all the bases.
And herpes, it turns red, and it burns, and it will eventually ulcerate, and it feels like hell.
Well, maybe the ant had herpes. I'll meet you halfway.
I mean, you had a new sexual contact a week ago. Right on schedule. Have you been feeling kind of fluey lately?
No, I mean, actually, I didn't have actual sexual intercourse. All I had was a BJ and an HJ, and I didn't think...
Well,
yeah, hoping
JJ.
I hope not in that order, by the way.
But the
you start out with the BJ and then the HJ is a real letdown.
The mouth is a
no me.
Yeah, very rich in herpes virus sometimes.
Hey, leave it alone.
are your lymph nodes swollen in the groin at all?
No, not at all.
All right, listen, go to the doctor. This the idea. Yeah, I banged a prostitute in a parking lot a week before, but my theory is that a red ant bit me in my sleep, even though I've never seen one in my house.
Tropical red
before.
Ant.
That's right. A fire ant, I think they called it.
Fly, I think it was.
All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
What is our
spam? This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Jolly Rancher, the candy with 1,000,000,000% fruit flavor, brings you the Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour, coming to a Hard Rock Cafe near you. The Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour features a collection of some of today's best new music. You'll see live performances by bands like Frankie Machine, Need, and Peter Searcy.
And remember to check your local stores for specially marked packages of Jolly Rancher to see how you can get a free, limited edition Jolly Rancher Hard Rock t-shirt along with other great offers. For more information on Jolly Rancher Rocks with the Hard Rock Cafe and to get a full list of tour dates and locations, log on to Hershey's.com or HardRock.com. The Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour is brought to you by Jolly Rancher, the candy with 1,000,000,000% fruit flavor.
Come on down to the Quest next Saturday, March 25th, to check out the Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour. It's a free show, compliments of Jolly Rancher and Best Buy. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Do you know what separates a specialist from a generalist? In-depth knowledge and commitment. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds in Roseville and Bloomington, you'll see nothing but diamonds. Specialization allows us to provide you with better value on a superior quality diamond. Spence Diamonds buys rough diamonds directly from mining companies throughout the world. We need to know exactly what to look for at the most specialized levels of the rough diamond trade in Belgium. By specializing, we can understand the diamond industry inside and out. At Spence Diamonds, you benefit from our knowledge, our experience, and our commitment only to diamonds. Our experts use microscopes and other tools to show you how to get far greater value on your engagement ring or anniversary diamond. Visit Spence Diamonds and bring your questions to the diamond specialists.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destinations, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Recently, we threw a question out to the general public. What does the L in the new Saturn L series stand for? We got very colorful responses.
Laser. I bet it's laser.
Luscious. Well, I guess that's not a car term, is it?
Should be long.
Or longitude. The Saturn Longitude series, that works.
Latest, that's it.
How about laudatory? No one uses that word.
Are you sure it's not laser? Well, we figured we better get the word out. The L in the new Saturn L series simply stands for large. The Saturn L series is larger, roomier, more comfort, more power. And like all Saturns, it comes with dent-resistant panels, a money-back guarantee, and a surprisingly affordable price.
Lovely. It should be the Saturn Lovely Series.
Large. The L is for large. Come see the new Saturn L Series now. Lease for $199 a month. Saturn LS1 with air, AM, FM, CD, power windows and locks, keyless entry, and more. 39-month, 39,000-mile lease with $2,843 on delivery. No security deposit.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 and the General Cinema Mall of America present the 72nd Annual Academy Awards. Instead of sitting at home researching how lonely people deal with major media events, how about getting all dressed up and checking the awards out on a 12-foot screen at the Fine Line? It's your chance to be with your fellow movie critics and join Brian Oak from Zone 105 at the Fine Line Music Cafe Sunday, March 26th. After the awards, there'll be live music from Dixie and the Cannibals and The District. Lots of great prizes will be given away, and there'll be a silent auction of signed celebrity memorabilia. The Academy Awards at the Fine Line Music Cafe from Great Clips, Millennium Limousines, MDA, and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Loveline. We're going to take a quick 10-second top of the hour timeout. We'll be back with more of the program in just 10 seconds.
This is Loveline on
Radio
Station.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep, it's Loveline. Adam Carolla, as I drew over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Vicki Barrett is our guest tonight. He's from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Pay attention to the name of the CD, out May 2nd. And, what?
We're going to be on the Warped Tour. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Pedal something?
Talk. Oh, well, Saturday Night Live.
Whatever your car, Drew.
Oh. Sounds like I am doing it or something. Oh. What was that?
Like a machete or something.
Like a bar.
That's a Hassan shop.
Yeah.
Someone took like one of those big Japanese shoguns. So
what is the mentality there?
I don't know. I'm hoping that what it was like somebody with their kids with grocery bags and one slipped in a bottle.
Can.
No way.
Somehow that fantasy makes me feel better.
That thing would have been fired out of one of those cannons they used to cause the avalanche in Switzerland in order to put that kind of dent on your car.
It looks like something like a sledgehammer, really.
Yeah. How come you guys have the same car?
No, now I have a smaller version of his car.
Because we used to travel the country together, and we'd read car magazines, and I would regale
him. I talked him into the BMW. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? I like, you know what kind of guy I like? I like the kind of guy who looks at something that's happened to your car or your house or whatever, and then triples the price when he gives his estimate. Not the guy who works at the body shop, your buddy.
Your
know, buddy, like, looks at the hood and goes, oh, that's going to be 20 grand if it's a penny. And you think to yourself, oh, what? You have to go that, you know, why not just be the guy who goes, yeah, they'll rub that out.
No problem.
Yeah, what's your deductible? I'll take care of it.
Cover it.
Yeah, you take care of it. You know, but I love the guy who looks at it and just goes, ouch, yow. And then the guy kind of digs in your feelings about it and goes, whew, wow, that must have really smarted when you saw that. What were you thinking? You know what I mean?
Is that what I did?
Well, Dickie did that, but he didn't do it to Drew. I just like it when guys do that. Did you cry? I would have cried. That's bad news. Yeah. And you know what? That'll never be right. They'll never be able to fix that. I mean, they'll fix it good enough, but when the sun...
It won't drive right.
Yeah, it'll pull to the left. When the sun hits it just right, you'll be able to tell. Yeah.
You'll know.
Yeah.
No one else will know, though. Then they try to patch it up. No one else will know, but you'll know.
You'll never be able to sell the car.
You'll never sleep right.
Your wife's going to leave you.
That'll happen again, too, probably. As soon as you get it fixed.
Yeah, paint won't even be dry. It's going to come up to it again.
I'm sorry about your car.
Thank you.
I don't mean to break.
That's good.
Hey, well,
I found a, I was in the chat rooms at Drew.com, found a question on birth control pills. The question was, how long does it take the birth control pill to work? And I've been for a long time saying that a triphasic pill is probably effective in the first month, but we had a gynecologist in the show a couple weeks ago who clarified the fact that really it should be for everybody the second cycle, no matter what the pill is you're on, before you really rely upon it as being completely effective.
So how off were you?
I'm not sure I was off, but it's a new sort of party line on this.
See, I don't want to believe you were even ever wrong.
I think what I was advocating was not as efficacious as if you wait 2 months.
I want to say one more quick thing before we get to the calls on the cars. Our beloved Daniel Kellison, who Dickie was talking about earlier, who we went out with Saturday night and produces the Man Show, who steals Spectravision from hotels and then argues like with Mel Hobbs about it. Yeah, he's been looking to lease a car because he's out here from New York for like 6 months, and he wants to get a station wagon for some reason. He drives a Volvo wagon now, and he loves the BMW wagon, which are really hot-looking cars, and I always tell him, hey, the BMW's a great car. I got one. You can't go wrong with that. And he goes, his answer to me, and I've had this conversation 10 times with him, and he always forgets it, and he always says to me, I don't want to be one of those assholes that drives a BMW. And I always go, Daniel, I drive a BMW. Stop having this conversation with me. And he said it in my car once while we were driving somewhere. I don't mean one of those Hollywood pricks that drives a BMW. I'm like, Daniel, I'm a Hollywood prick that drives a BMW. Stop saying that.
Yeah.
Well, and then I pause and go, but it's true.
I drive a Camry. Bach Toyota, by the way.
That's what you had before.
Yeah. No, I had a Maxima. Paul?
It's a good car.
Oh, yeah. I know Dickie drives a Camry because he followed us back from the radio station when we were in Boston.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the last time we saw you.
Paul, you're 16.
Yeah, first of all, Adam and Drew, you two are gods, okay? Just gods. And, you know, Adam, if you're ever interested in younger men, I'm your man.
Yeah, what do you mean if I'm ever interested?
Yes.
Oh, yes, get off the phone.
Uh-oh.
Ask 11.
All right. Oh.
Strange.
Oh. Mom picks up the phone right when I'm making, homosexual advances toward her 16-year-old son. I'm going to bend you over a barrel and give you a good cornhole. Oh, hi, Ma.
We were just talking about this earlier. That was insane.
Remember that call?
Past 11.
Jesus Christ.
I love that call, Anderson, with the beginning of the show that one night when that girl...
Yeah. Oh, it was great, yeah. Right when...
She goes, it was great.
We had someone call in a few months ago, and she was like, my boyfriend was, I was performing a rim job on my, hold on. Night, Ma.
I love you.
Okay. On my boyfriend, I had the fecal matter. Hold on a second. Night, Grandma. Night, Grandpa.
This kid's mother just heard you go, I love younger men.
Paul, what did your mom hear? Seriously.
What?
I'm going to have to come over there and kill her. What? She's upstairs. I know, but she picked up the phone right when I was talking about getting it on with the young guys. Who was that? Was that your mom?
What?
So
you're my mom.
Oh.
What do you mean? I love younger men. Oh. Paul, you have to get off the phone right now. It's still past 11. Nothing better than a younger guy, and I'm glad you could. Oh.
Paul, you know the rules. No cornholing while the streetlights are on.
Can't pick up radio stars after 11.
You wait until you're 17 like your older brother before older guys rape you.
Oh, my God.
All right, Paul.
It's such a wonderful life, isn't it?
There's a fruit basket heading to the house right now.
What's your mother's name?
You know, what's your mom's name? We'll put a Man Show T-shirt in there and a Love Line mug, all of it together.
Oh,
it's
a fancy.
I'm a very fan of the Man Show.
Copy of the book.
All right, there, Paul.
Oh, boy.
All right, so what the hell's up now?
Oh, well, my girlfriend, I don't know if you want to call her Goody Two Shoes or what, but, I mean, she's never really done anything. Like, she's never smoked or drunk or basically anything. And I'm the first guy that she's, you know, done something other than making out, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she has these friends. And, I mean, these girls have been her friends since, like, middle school. And the things we do, we keep to ourselves, you know, they're like our little secrets, you know. And her friends, they're sitting there harassing her and telling her that, that since they're their friends, you know, they tell her everything, so she has to tell them everything.
What are the things you do?
let's see.
You want to get your mom back on the line before you start talking about finger banging and stuff like that?
Like, she's still a virgin. You know, yeah. We do just about, you know, everything.
All right. So what? Her friends think you're a stud. Who cares?
That's sort of age appropriate.
You're worried about your reputation?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's like, they're just curious what you're up to. Just tell them to lay off.
Have her friends call the house after 11. Your mama's boy.
Oh, boy. Hey, one is, by the way, one is, remember those all those pick up the other line and listen to the conversation things you did, like when you're a kid? Yeah, you know, your sister's talking to one of her girlfriends or something, you pick up the phone real quietly. When's the last time you did that?
Oh.
No, now, when you get older, you don't want to know. When you're a kid, you want to know everything. Now, Drew, you're interested in knowing?
No.
No way.
No.
Lore? Is that Lore?
Yeah, Lore.
Yeah, you're 19.
What's up, tough guy?
What's up?
So, how's your night?
Oh, jeez Christ, we're going to have to bang another listener?
No, actually, I just, carrying that on.
Okay, what's up?
Oh, I just, strangest thing, the last few months, I've been, like, waking up in the middle of the night to, like, voices, and I'll wake up, like, unable to move, and once in a while, I'll have, like, visual hallucinations with that.
When you're frozen?
Yeah.
Like, people standing over you, that kind of thing?
Not really. Like, nothing I can make out, but, like, it feels like maybe it's a person or maybe it's, like, something funky.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, like, it could be, like, Jesus, it seems like.
These are night terrors, and they're rather common. Do you do a lot of drugs?
No, actually, not at all. I've only, like, done, like, acid 2 times in my life, and, like, the last time I did that was, like, about a year ago.
Well, do you believe in all the supernatural stuff?
No, not really. Actually, to like go against what you said some earlier today, people after 15 who find Jesus must be on drugs. I found him like a few months ago, I guess. You know.
Right. Was he high?
No, he wasn't high.
No, I see.
Pretty cool.
And what? You were in prison?
No.
Well, how'd you find him?
Well, I was just laying here one night, and then I, like, kind of dozed off and woke up out of that daze, like, unable to move, and it's like, boom, Jesus is there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking.
Well, Lord, that's a hallucination.
Well, how do you know, Drew?
You never know. Hey.
That's a hallucination. You need to talk to somebody about this stuff.
Well, I did. Actually, I did. I talked to my doctor about it, and they didn't really seem to be familiar with it at all.
Did they do some lab work on you?
Yeah, they did some lab work, and they said that, well, just the same thing you said. They didn't call them night terror, though. They just call it, like, some type of paralysis or something.
Well, but it needs some workup. There can be seizures associated with this. They really need some workup, Laura.
Like, this month, it really hasn't happened, but the last few months, it's been happening off and on. At the peak of it, it would happen, like, every single day for a week straight.
Have you done any of the drugs besides the acid?
Never done anything else. Never smoked pot, nothing like that.
All right. Well, it needs more evaluation. It's something.
Yeah, it's
And no major traumas.
Laura, go get yourself checked out. They got to stick things to your head see what's going on in your brain.
The potential causes of this are pretty, the list is pretty long.
It's not Jesus.
It isn't Jesus.
It's too bad.
Is he going to church now and stuff?
No, no, not at all. It's just casual.
Coming to see you.
No, why go to church?
Yeah, why go to church?
Why
go to
the house?
Jesus swings by every night about 9:30.
Casual visits.
Yeah, that's right.
Savior.
Hey.
What are you doing?
He's not wearing his good sandals?
Oh, no, no sandals anymore, I don't think.
I see.
Send him by my house.
Yeah,
yeah I will.
I'm going
to
be at
this. Hey, Dickie from the Boston wants to talk.
Head by there.
All right.
Oh, there's another question that I'm about to ask. It's just been on my mind. What kind of specific effects does that drug have later on in life?
LSD?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's, like, so much conflict about, like, that.
There's no conflict. If the people that work in the field and see people that are suffering from the residual of this drug, there's no debate about what caused it. The question is, how much do you have to be exposed to before you get the real serious consequences? And no one knows the answer to that.
Two times, you're probably fine.
Probably. But there,
On the other hand, his brain seems a little feeble.
Yeah.
Or at least open to suggestion.
Various kinds of mood disturbances, personality changes, very common. Big time.
Really?
And E, ecstasy is
huge
right now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that one's even scarier. Right now, well, at least there's
scarier
more
than acid.
There's more data on it right now. Anyway, the data is pretty dramatic.
Well, here's the thing. It seems to me about E is it's less of a commitment. It's easier to do. I mean, acid you just can't do. I mean, you can't. Yes, you can be a deadhead and do a ton of acid. But I mean, the thing about like stuff like mushrooms is you just can't do it every weekend. And acid is tough to do a ton of, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do acid on a Monday night, it's hard to do it on Tuesday or Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying?
Ecstasy kicks crap out of you pretty good, too, but people seem to be able to do it on weekends.
There's a lot of folks that are doing the E just about every Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard to do.
So scary.
Carrie?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's up?
Yes, I am. Okay. I have, like, this problem with cheating on guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... Yeah, I just want to know what's up with me and how I can get better and stuff.
Trouble cheating on guys?
Yeah, like, I'm going out with this guy, and I've been going out with him for, like, the past, 2 months or so. And I've just been, like, and I had this problem last summer when I went out with this guy for, like, 10 months.
You're 14.
Yeah.
You've been divorced a handful of times, or?
What?
No, never been divorced?
No.
No. After the hysterectomy, didn't hurt your sex life.
Dude, what?
It's like you're 14.
I know.
Dating.
Yeah, slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Act like you're 14. Why are you going so fast?
I don't think I'm going very fast.
Well, you keep having these boyfriends, you keep cheating on them, but you're only 14.
I know.
Why all the drama?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I mean,
listen, here's the deal, Carrie. Mm-hmm. When guys cheat on women, that's God's will. that's biology. That's hormones. Okay. You're a 16-year-old guy. Your girlfriend goes out camping with her folks to Yosemite for a week over the summer. There's some other hot chick eyeballing you at a party you're in. That's how guys, 16, 14, 15-year-old guys
35.
Work. 110-year-old guys work. When you're 14 and you're female and you're doing this, that smacks of something emotional.
What? No, I don't have any emotional problems, I don't think.
Yeah, there's something going on. That you have to keep, you're calling and asking why you keep cheating and how can you stop.
Yeah.
You're 14 years
old. That's an emotional problem.
What's up? I'm guessing you're having a little difficulty with the intimacy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're trying to break things up.
But there's also the drama need here, the arousal need.
Something must, someone die on you or leave you or something like that?
I've had some deaths in my family and my parents are divorced, but I mean,
But other than exactly what I just said,
nothing else.
So I'm all off. All right, I'm stumped. So other than the exact scenario that I portrayed, nothing. You've had some deaths and there's been some divorce.
Yeah.
So your dad split and your grandparents died.
No, I'm actually at my dad's house right now. I mean, it's like, my parents get along great.
Oh, well, yeah, who divorced?
What do you mean?
Well, what? Okay, your parents are divorced though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Because they just fought a lot.
All right, well, that fracture that you experienced when your family fell apart has a residual effect on you.
And then who died?
Just like my grandmother and this really close neighbor and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like my uncle and my grandfather.
Right,
and my aunt.
Oh, yeah, Hey, you're spooking me. And one of us is going tonight now just for talking to Carrie.
Maybe you're depressed. Well, you know, maybe that's
just a death.
You could depression be causing a lot of this?
Well, I kind of was depressed. I mean, I tried to kill myself last year, but I'm okay now.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Right. Everything's going right on.
I'm getting like...
Don't do that again.
Yeah. I won't. No, of course not. No, I'm feeling a lot better.
All right. But listen, Carrie, here's what happened. A few things in life have been taken away from you. And you get in relationships, and then you get scared that things are going to be taken away, so you actually sabotage them.
You make them.
That's what the cheating is.
You make your worst fear come true before you actually connect with the person.
That's right.
Or before they have a chance to leave you.
Right. It's the same thing I do with breaking wind on the first date.
And you need some drama, and there really is some depression. So I think you may be treating your depression with these relationships, too. That's why you feel better now, but really... there's no substantial change.
Julie?
Yeah, this is me.
You're 16?
Yeah, I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah?
And I want to know how I can deal with it without getting into drugs, you know, like sleeping pills.
Drew may be doing a lecture in your town soon. That should do it. More powerful than anything your doctor can prescribe. Am I right, Drew?
What else going on?
Well, I got raped when I was 13, okay. And... I have a lot of problems with my family.
What kind of problems?
Me and my mom really didn't get along, but now we get along a little bit. I don't talk to my dad.
Who raped you?
Oh, this ass.
An ass,
yeah?
Yeah. And, wait, is it a guy you knew?
No.
No?
No.
What happened?
I got really drunk, and... because we were at a party.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it happened. Stuff.
All right.
Well, certainly you sound very depressed.
Right? Oh, boy, yeah.
And
did you bring any charges against the guy?
No, I didn't tell.
One of the hallmarks, well, that obviously we believe that there's something up, that you were such a good victim for this guy. A. B, one of the hallmark symptoms of depression is difficulty sleeping. So I suggest, really, you really get this looked into. You're suffering with this, and it can be treated. It's not going to get better by itself, typically. It needs something needs to be treated.
How many hours a night do you sleep?
Like 4.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I can't do that. I go nuts. I have trouble
sleeping. Same as Donald Trump.
Just 4 hours a night?
That's what I heard.
I never believe that stuff. You know, when they always go like... George Washington slept 15 minutes a night, you know, or there's all these stories.
Yeah, but I can see, I sleep like 5 hours and 20 minutes a night, and I need sleep. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've just learned, if I were one of these people that didn't need sleep, I'd sleep 4 hours a night.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, if you sleep 5.5 hours a night and go all day, you are one of those people that don't need sleep.
No.
I've
learned that. I swear to God, on the weekends I'll sleep 11 hours. No
problem. I know you like to sleep and you enjoy it, but listen, people who couldn't do it just couldn't do it. I mean, if they didn't have that biology working for him, it would be impossible.
Well, I had to learn it, though. Seriously.
Well, yeah, you had it beat in yourself, and not only through med school, but by your overbearing parents when you were young, who, you know, had unrealistic expectations.
I meant that it was, like, very successful. And
while you masturbate. But here's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, Drew...
It makes sense, because Drew's really driven, and he's, you know...
Well, you know what I love about Drew?
Successful, and Sinatra, and Drew, Trump...
Thank God.
The three biggies. Trump.
Yeah.
I sleep around the clock.
I try.
I do stuff.
Let's see. God,
during the last
call. God knows I try. I don't sleep around the clock.
You would. You're napping.
I would if I could.
That's
I
the just... point.
Let me tell me about Adam on the train. When you took the train from New York to Boston.
I can't remember what we talked about. The loving glass, loving shades.
First and Howell things on it.
That's every plane ride we ever took on. Ever been on. It's 45 minutes. It's 2 hours. Adam, look at me. Hey, I'm talking to you.
Said
and
you go
on a monologue, a soliloquy. And all of a sudden, just as I'm sort of slipping into a hallucinogenic sort of state, I look over and he's the loving shades on, socks on, mittens on his hands, feet up.
Sir, would you like another?
I've dealt with bridge cuticles. Well, you know, Drew, when we travel, Drew pulls the Scantron sheets out and does re-ups on his board, his med board tests or whatever, and there's nothing
he
worse.
He takes the exams.
Nothing worse than it. You know what I don't like? I don't like when people sit next to me and get and stuff work. Done yeah. while I'm getting drunk.
I can't stand
it
that.
It makes me feel like an ass.
Well, so you must stop working. Stop. Whatever you're doing, stop immediately.
You know what I'm saying?
Come down.
There
come
I am.
Come down to where I am.
I'm sitting there trying to figure out a way to, you know, tactfully masturbate because it's a 4.5 hour flight. I'm on my fifth Bloody Mary. My shoes are off. I'm watching Home Alone 5.
Drew's got the laptop up.
On the movie. Oh, yeah. Drew's got the Scantron sheet in the laptop out. He's going through some data. He set up an overhead slide projector. And it drives me nuts that I'm doing nothing. So I have to start yelling at him and occupy him. And then eventually that tires me out enough that I fall asleep.
You weigh yourself out.
Yeah, I wear myself out trying to destroy
Drew. Behavior.
Yeah. And it's always funny, too, because I'll go, I'll look at him, and I'm drunk, like I'm surly, you know, and I have disdain for people with education. So I'm like, what are you doing? What is that Scantron? What is that, multiple choice? Oh, hell, I could do that. Give me one of those questions. I bet I get it right. I bet I get it right. What is it, A, 4, A, B, C, D? Oh, I get that right. I could be a doctor. Give me one of those. Give me that. And the Drew's like, the hematobin level of the gamma hydroxybutyrylate is at 5 parts per million, 15 parts per million. I'm like, ah, that pussy ass. Get that out of my face.
B.
Stop running out of my face, you bastard.
Yeah. You're so disturbed.
I know. Then I eventually I fall asleep, all right?
You wear yourself out with your own infantile behavior.
I know, but I know he gives me a hard one. He doesn't give me an easy one, like, you know, what's connected to the shit bone.
To the what?
Yeah, like some song, like, you know, that from Schoolhouse Rock or something that I could quickly figure out.
Conjunction, right. Junction, what's your function?
Right, he gives me a hard one just to confound me and upset me. All right, we'll take ourselves a little mini break, and then we'll be back after this.
Back once again with
Love Line. Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hey, teens, dig this. You're at a beach club, and the lights are blazing. The music is raging, bodies are thrusting, and the sweat of young hunger is in the air. Oh, yeah, sounds like a high-quality spring break, right? Well, it is, and it happens every Friday night right in your backyard. It's the biggest dance party in the metro for teens at Waterworks Beach Club every Friday night. The doors open at 7 for teens ages 15 to 20, and it goes extreme from there. Waterworks provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old principal wannabe who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. This is a bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. Now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight, so make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Get out to Waterworks this Friday night and register to win a graduation trip to Mexico, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Go local in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi. Waterworks Beach Club is at 7281 Main Street in Centerville. For directions or info, just call them at 651-429-3033.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force, the Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
It's big. It's back. It's back. Now with more dealers.
The Super Golf Sale.
Return to the state fairgrounds. More than 40 dealers, over $5 million of golf products at lower prices. Up to 80% off.
80% off.
For 3 days only this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Woods, iron, shoes, carts, bags, and more. Coming to the newest and best golf products: Callaway, Bing, Cobra, TaylorMade, Mizuno, Cleveland, Top Flight, and others. Woods from $10, iron sets $49, putters only $10, starter golf sets including irons and woods only $69. $69. New used overstocks and closeouts. Name brand golf apparel up to 80% off. Over 10,000 golf accessories on hand. Shoes only $19.99. Putters $10. Golf shirts $4.99. Bags from $20. Motorized golf carts below wholesale. Golf balls only 19 cents. For 3 days only this Friday, noon to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4. Bring a canned food donation and receive $1 off at the door.
The biggest golf liquidation ever.
All the top brands at closeout prices. Register to win a set of pink clubs.
The Super Golf Sale.
Join me, Billy, this Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Super Golf Sale. Only at the State Fairgrounds.
I want to see the world, so I figured the Navy would be the best place to do that.
Went to Sweden.
Korea, Japan.
Iceland, Greenland.
When you're pulling into port, one word, it's mesmerizing.
Australia.
Bahrain, Dubai.
We work hard at sea. The Navy gave me an opportunity to see bigger places.
Hong Kong, Singapore.
To find out how you can see the world, earn college credit, learn valuable skills, and get paid for it, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit our website at www.navyjobs.com. Navy, let the journey begin. Paid for by the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, I'm out of ideas, too. So we'll have to start with an I'm Brian Oak, your Mary Lucia, Mornings on Zone 105. Right.
Today on the show, we didn't do anything funny on the show.
No, there was nothing today. We could maybe we could try to give away some Pokemon something. That seems to be pretty popular.
Totally stupid.
Yeah.
How about, all right. Tomorrow on the really.
What's going to get people to tune in?
Just be funny. Something really funny, Brian.
I haven't yet. So why would I start now? Really, you know?
Play it on me, something really funny. That thing you said earlier, what did you say earlier that was funny?
I haven't the slightest idea, not the foggiest.
Something was interesting. You said something interesting yesterday.
During the show?
No.
You know, I mean, we could just leave it at Join Us Mornings on Zone 105.
That's
alternative classics. Classic. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dickie Barrett is our guest tonight.
I'm having a great time, too. I'm
Are you?
Sorry to interrupt you. I apologize.
Good.
I learned years ago don't interrupt you guys, but this is... I mean, I'm a little depressed from the phone calls, but the laughter in between, the comedy in between is really good.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you. I guess I'm thanking you.
Well, thank you. We always have a good time with you. Pay Attention, by the way, is the name of the new CD out May 2nd. The Boston's are friends of the show, and we definitely want to...
Hey, Joe's getting married.
Joe Gittleman?
Yeah.
He's he went. Drew said he went back to Boston.
Yes.
To get married.
Yes.
He's the best man. He's going to invite him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When is that?
According to Joe, I'm the best man. I put myself at 3 or 4.
When is he going to do that?
A week from Saturday. He's coming up this week.
Saturday. Tell him congratulations.
From the show.
From us.
You can strap anything together, man. Show T-shirt.
Put it in the basket.
Yeah, he sent it out to the kid's mom.
A happy couple's going to move back in with mom.
Move downstairs with mom. No, Joe actually owns an apartment in town and then one out in the country. Harvard, Mass. I mean, we talked about that before.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm,
He's so smart.
All right, let's. Come on.
I missed Joe though.
He was down there. He just left yesterday, right?
But yeah, you know, when your best buddy gets married, you know how it is. I miss him already.
It's great though when you got a guy you've been buddies with for a million years, then you're in a band with for a million years, and you go on the road for a million years, and you still love the guy.
Yeah,
and that's tough. Because,
really?
Boy, you can want to kill people pretty well. Drew and I take a quick train ride from New York to Boston where to kill each other. All right. Now, listen, what I was saying is the Boston's are longtime friends of the show, and if you like the show and you like what we do, and then you like our friends, and you get that Boston CD when it comes out on May 2nd. Melanie.
Hi.
Hey, you're 27.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well... I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
And I was kind of wondering, what is it?
Did you read up on it at all?
No, I haven't. And I was also wondering if it was any way related to bipolar.
No. Bipolar is a mood disturbance. Borderline
what
is
my
a...
mom has.
Well, living in a household where, with a bipolar parent is sort of a recipe for the personality types of problems, personality disorders.
Well, is bipolar biological and borderline less biological?
I can't say that with great accuracy, but I think that's true.
And what is borderline?
borderline is a true disorder. It's a pretty severe disturbance of personality. People usually end up in psychiatric hospitals a lot prone to mood disturbances, substance use.
What's the borderline part mean?
You know, it's an evolution of a term. It used to mean borderline psychotic, but it really doesn't anymore. It just is sort of an anachronistic term that got applied to this particular and relatively common personality.
But isn't it better to be on the border than actually in Tijuana? I mean,
The Tijuana personality disorder is quite the thing.
Well, so at that point, you just have to be strapped down to something, right?
Yeah. But it's a personality disorder marked by some of the things we've been talking about here. Often people who are abused or sexually abused end up borderline, difficulty containing affect, a lot of chaos, a lot of drama.
All right, so what do you do?
Yeah, stay in treatment. It is a chronic condition.
Mike?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good, you're 22. What's up?
I got this problem. I've been, like, feeling really tired lately. I think it's because I messed around with this chick recently. It was a friend of a friend's. I was at his house, and you know how it goes. You know, you're flirting, and then, like, one thing leaded to another. And,
By the way, I think it's leaded to another.
Yeah, leaded to another. There you go.
Right.
And, you know, we started kissing, and, you know, I didn't have a condom. So I didn't have sex with her, but we, like, messed around other than that.
You had oral sex?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she went down on me, and then I went down on her. And, you know, to finish it off, I, you know, put the schlong in between her chest and went to work.
Sure.
And it caused a little shot in the eye.
Right.
And
where'd you go to finishing school, Mike? That's a good move. Right.
No, man.
The other people at the party were pissed off because
guys
were right on the coffee table there and they were trying to get to the chips. Yeah?
No, I mean, it wasn't on purpose, but, you know, it just happened. And
yeah, I know it happened.
It's usually accidental.
You're running with your penis, you trip, it goes between the breasts, and then the semen comes flying out into the eye. It happened to me a million times.
Whoops.
And, yeah, I've been feeling, like, really, really tired lately, and I've been having, like, low energy. And I don't know if I have mono or she gave me something.
How long ago was this you were with her?
This is, like, about a week ago.
This
could be sick.
What's the spackle in the eye have to do with the mono story, though, Mike?
No. It's just, like, with the other things. And,
what?
You know, I've been really having, like, low energy. Like, I know, like, my friend told me that
Mike,
with other people.
Mike, what is the part about you putting your semen in her eyeball have to do with the mono story? You just want to work that one in.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'm big enough to admit that. Listen, if
oh my
that's
God.
Quite gentlemanly of you, by the way. Yeah. All right, you don't kiss and tell, but you will whack off a girl's face and talk about it on national radio.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah, Mike?
Yeah.
So you're thinking maybe you got the mono from going down on her.
I just think that I just got it from messing around with her, period.
Well, okay, so you may have gotten some viral illness, some God knows what, and if it's this question, go get checked out.
All right. But you don't...
It's not mono. Mono's a high fever, terrible sore throat, sick.
Yeah. Yeah, what Mike's got is just called lazy. That's different,
maybe,
right?
Maybe it's God.
Yeah, maybe it's got pain in back or his first aid.
Ooh, no.
You may, Anderson, I don't know what button you're hitting in there that sounds like a bunch of parakeets. Man, it drives me. Turn that thing down, whatever you got in there, Anderson. There's a button you hit in there, Raul. Do you guys hear that, or is that just me?
It must just be you.
Oh, maybe that's God.
Anderson is gaslighting me. He's trying to drive me insane.
There's nothing going on. It's in your head.
Oh, it's in my headphones, but it ain't in my head. All right, listen, you want the lightning round, Anderson? Is that what you said?
That sounds awesome.
I see. All right, now I got it right. All right, fine. You're lucky in time. James?
Yeah?
If I cared about this show, Drew, I'd march right in there and chew him out. You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I normally get a discharge from my penis when I'm having foreplay, and I don't know if that's normal or not.
Yes, that's normal.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
That's semen.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it's like that's the head of the beer. You know what I mean?
So rolling off the top of the glass?
Yeah, kind of, you know, you crack a beer bottle and get that little foamy at the top and you're wondering what that is. It's like the beer. It's kind of the top part.
But there can be more alcohol in the discharge.
In the head than there can be in the bottle.
Right.
Well, not more. Would there be more?
There can be.
Why more?
I don't know. Maybe it's also what's waiting there at the doors.
That's trying to get out?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it's
an interesting concept, though, where they, you know, I mean, sperm are swimmers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole job, I mean, all they're there for is to try to make it to that egg, right?
Yeah.
So it would seem that the more ambitious ones would be at the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So the first bit that comes out, it's like all the ones that have been waiting. In my case, it's probably only been a couple of hours.
They're napping.
So, yeah.
The go-getters.
Yeah. The ambitious sperm.
Your
like
Sinatras,
that.
Your Trumps,
your Drews.
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for Dickie.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
I just wanted to tell you that you're one of my favorite bands. The Boston's are the greatest.
Thank you so much.
Hey, what part of Boston are you from?
Boston.
I grew up outside of Boston, about 15 minutes in Norwood, and then I've lived in every single neighborhood in town.
Is that anywhere close to Melrose?
That's close enough. Everything's close there.
You know where the gay district is?
Yes.
Right in there.
Oh,
right in the heart.
Perfect.
Right. He lives on a float.
Yep.
Right in the middle.
Hey, Dickie, I was just curious.
Look for a Camry with a rainbow sticker on the back.
That's right. Upside down triangle.
Beautiful. I actually got a question for you, Adam.
Yeah.
This is kind of an ethical question. What
part of L.A. do you live in?
I live in the gay part, Dickie. Thank you very much.
Baggett better.
Boys down.
Yeah. I'm going to turn into man's town before I'm done.
Santa Monica.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I work at a bartending school. Is it ethical to date your students when you work at a bartending school?
Yes.
No. Yes?
Where are they going? Sure.
At a bartending school?
Why not?
Teacher's a teacher.
You're teaching someone how to make a Tom Collins? Come on.
Tom Collins, Singapore Sling?
Yeah. Hey, listen, that must be the greatest job in the world, working at a bartending school.
It has its benefits.
Yeah. You know, there used to be a place out here called the Jack Tiano School for Bartending. And
yes.
They talk about how much you're making tips. And I all those commercials I used to watch when I was cut in school, pretending to be sick and just home. And I'd watch the Wally Thorpe School of Trucking, all these things. Remember all those commercials? They used to have a lot of, like, local commercials.
Dutson
about
truck schools.
Tractor trailer school.
I should know. I'm Debbie Dutson. You know, yeah. It was great. Like, they'd go, like, Wally Thorpe, the trucking school would go, in 1968... $10 bought this many groceries, and you put two bags on there. Now in 1975, you get this much, and you have half a bag of groceries. And I'm like, ooh, Wally makes a pretty compelling point with the groceries.
Wally sounds like the guy at the pharmacy, too.
Yeah, the Petrie's Farm guy.
Similar guy.
All right, so Matt, you work at a bartending school.
Yes.
How long does it take to complete that course?
It's just 2 weeks.
And then what? You have some sort of placement thing?
Yeah, we have job placement. We do about like 25, 30 leads for every Tuesday and Thursday, and we send our students out that's graduated already.
Right. And what are they? Instead of wearing a cap and gown, they wear a lampshade and gown. Put the tassel in the back of the lampshade.
It's a 2 week course.
There should be no school or college that only takes 2 weeks to complete.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. So
it's 2 weeks. She's going to be in a bar, go down there, buy a drink, and
work it
that way.
How long has she been in?
She's actually already graduated, but I started dating her about like a week into it.
I see. All right. So who cares?
I mean, we've been together ever since.
That's great.
I love the Boston fans.
It's a marriage made in heaven.
They're the best.
Met at bartending school. It's a blessing. It really is. It's a wonderful moment for a relationship. Yeah. All right.
He was a good man. I will not drag this guy through the mud.
No, that's fine. It's a 2 week course. Come on, it's true. It's not like some professors dating their students.
Bar mitzvah.
It's a bar mitzvah. All right, Drew. Yeah, nice.
Where's the Drew made a funny board answer?
We were.
TV.
We're taking ourselves a little break. Dick from Boston's here. We're going to hear something else off of the new CD, which is out May 2nd. When we come back, and more calls too after this.
Yo, Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It's Friday night and I ain't got nobody.
Hey, if it's Friday night and you ain't got nobody,
you're a loser!
Well, why be a loser? If it's Friday night or any other night, come on down to Brothers in the Warehouse District in downtown Minneapolis. Because our motto is, even if you are a loser, we'll serve you. Here's a fact. Brothers is the busiest, the best, and the hottest bar the Warehouse District has ever seen. With 42 taps, 250 frosted cocktails, 24 different appetizers, a dance floor, every bar game imaginable, and a sound system that will rock your world. Better yet, Brothers has the best and the most outrageous special that downtown Minneapolis has ever seen. If it's your birthday, get a free Brothers mug with unlimited tap beer or soda all night. If it's happy hour, everything's two for one. And we mean everything, even on event nights. You won't find some hefty cover at the door, and you won't find some cheese ball club. Find out why Brothers rules. 7 nights a week, hands down. Brothers, always the best specials, always the most fun. Guaranteed. 430 First Avenue North in the Warehouse District.
Thanks. Here's another one about that same dead porcupine. This is the road to spring break. The road to spring break is a long one. For a porcupine who's stuck inside. But CollegeClub.com is easy. They got him more than a ride. Found where the parties were happening. Got a discount on a leopard print thong. And learned to mix a purple hooter. They got it all at CollegeClub.com. With all the moral of the story. It's pretty plain to see. If collegeclub.com can help a dead porcupine, then maybe it can help me. Or even you. Thank you. Log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Hey, Lenny.
If
you could have the perfect job, what do you think it would be?
Drive-thru guy at White Castle.
Why?
Oh, come on. It's a great place to meet the ladies.
Really?
Oh, yeah, George. The ladies love the drive-thru guy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I got the voice for it, too.
Oh, yeah?
Welcome to White Castle, man. Please take your order.
Yeah, well, you sure got the face for it.
Hey, step back.
Well, what makes you think you're qualified, Romeo?
Come on. I know a lot about the job.
Huh?
Go ahead. Ask me anything.
Okay. How many White Castle burgers in a sack of 10?
Oh, you here all week?
All right. Try this out. Say some gal says she wants something to go with her tasty White Castle burgers, mm-hmm. but she's not sure what she wants. What do you do?
I say, well, miss, of course we have French fries, mm-hmm. but we also have a delightful array of other things,
right.
too, like onion chips, chicken rings, mm-hmm. and cheese sticks.
All right. Okay, that was great, but don't say delightful array.
Why not?
Because you might get beat up.
By who?
Me.
By you?
Yes.
Hey, I got your delightful array right here.
Hey, I told you not to say that.
Delightful array, delightful array, delightful array.
Get out of the car.
White Castle. What you crave.
It crashed into America with 150-mile-per-hour winds. Trees were uprooted like they were toothpicks. Metal roofs wadded up like tinfoil. Homes became debris. Hurricane Andrew was the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. In the aftermath of Andrew, many heroes emerged. And one hero may have been overlooked. The United States Census. Thanks to your answers on the census, precise census maps have been drawn to depict where homes once stood. Census information helped direct emergency services personnel to where temporary shelters should go. Census information even helped to support the need for disaster assistance funds. The census occurs but once every 10 years, and your answers help provide a plan for the future, or through a flood, a tornado, or even a hurricane. Census 2000. This is your future. Don't leave it blank. Paid for by Census 2000.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew over there. We got some playmates coming in tomorrow night.
What?
Yeah. No. Is that not tomorrow night?
Yeah, nothing tomorrow night.
Oh. All right. Well, nothing or playmates.
Okay.
You know. Oh, I see. I look down the next week. Thank you very much for paying attention there. But we got a lot more than nothing tonight, namely Dickie Barrett. We got marginally more nothing. Dickie Barrett, everybody. Mighty, mighty boss.
Nothing Delph squared here. Right?
Coming out, the new CD on May 2nd. Pay Attention is the name of it, and we're lucky enough to hear something else off of it. Better late than never. This one is called Riot on Broad Street. Ryan on Broad Street off of Pay Attention, the Boss Stones' newest CD, which will be out May 2nd. And if it only had the two songs we aired here tonight on Loveline on it, it would still be worth the full price.
Yeah.
It really would be. That sounded great.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm still celebrating it.
Wow.
In Boston, we celebrate it for like 2 to 3 weeks.
11 months.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember Broad Street back in Boston?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a song about some historical event?
Song about when me and Drew used to hang down on Broad Street.
Do a little
riding back in the day.
You'd be on your way in to get your GED.
Drew was coming out of Harvard.
Living in Soldier Field.
Oh,
passing through. I was on my way to the Somerville Town Hall and
that is
Harvard Square.
That's a good song.
Will that make one of your workout tapes?
Yes, it will.
Fight tapes?
Yes, it will.
Where are you going to put it? Rainier Survivor?
If I get the CD.
Cheap Tricks, Dream Police, right into Riot on Broad Street?
No, I'll probably tack it on. But yeah, well, I got Rainbow. Yeah, I was explaining what's up my workout tape to Dickie, but I was telling them that the Rascal King, one of the Boston songs, is on there, and it's a great tribute I pay to the band by putting them on there.
There's 16 songs on our new record.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I'll tell you. Like I said, if it was just those
two. It doesn't have to be.
It'd be worth it.
All they wanted was 12. All the label wanted was 12, and I said no.
Give them 16.
16.
Nelson?
Hi.
You're 15.
Yes.
That's right. You may be 15, but Dickie's just put 16 songs on the new CD.
One more track than you have years.
That's right.
Yeah. That's 12 months, huh?
That's right. What's up there, brother?
Nothing.
All right.
I just wanted to
put you on. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Yeah, you want to say what?
I wanted to say hi.
Okay.
Can I talk to you guys?
No. Nope.
Yeah, what's the question?
You have a question?
Yes.
No.
He's been on hold for a while.
I know, but he's having difficulty forming thoughts. Nelson?
Yeah?
What is your question? Go.
Why do we have pubic hair?
You're right.
Oh, you know, I think I can field this one.
Do I? Do you want me to go back to him again?
No, I'm satisfied.
All right. Wait a minute. Robin?
Yeah?
You're 14. You woke up and found your best friend's brother on top of you?
Well, he's like, well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How old is he?
I think he's like 18.
Did you fight him off?
Well, yeah, I finally got him off.
He didn't do anything to you?
No, he just like did like stuff like nothing like came out of his clothes.
Okay. All right. Never go over there again.
Yeah, absolutely.
No more slumber parties over there.
Dumbag.
Well, I mean, like...
Asshole.
I would have been, like, okay with it.
Oh, no.
No. Except for...
I mean, I could have gotten over it because stuff has happened to me before.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That's how we knew.
Like, way in my past a long time ago. Mm. And it's triggering stuff, like, with my boyfriend, certain touches and things. It's like, don't go there. Mm. And, like, when we were making out and stuff, even before this recent thing had happened... It's like, it would get really hot and heavy, and I used to stutter when I was little, and all of a sudden I would start stuttering, and it'd be like, oh my God.
All right, Robin, you got to get some therapy, you got to get some counseling for what happened, all right?
Well, like, I...
You got to do it because we got to go to break, but you have to get some counseling, you have to work on what happened in the past so that it doesn't happen to you again in the future, all right? You got to get in a group, support group. You got to talk to a therapist.
Yeah, or just a women's group.
You got to read a book. You got to do all that stuff, okay?
Well, I did that.
All right. Well, then you're completely cured. No. Do it again. Do it some more.
For many years.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. What's that?
Just a couple of cross wires at age 5, and here we are 9 years later. That's going to go on for another 40 like this.
Easily, everybody. Listen to me. You have as much chance of fixing yourself as a car with a broken timing chain that gets parked in the garage and never worked on. No one,
you know,
shut up. No one ever pops the hood on it. It's like popping the door in the garage 20 years later and expect the car to drive out of there. It is exactly the same shape except for the tires are rotted.
If it had been a kidney injury...
You'd be dead.
People wouldn't be surprised that it wouldn't get better.
That's
why?
Right.
Why brain injuries are we expected spontaneously?
But in the same stroke, if you're 19, stay off your sister's friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Those idiots.
That's right. McGraw ought to cut that line out. We'll be back after this.
Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 as we host an exclusive pre-screening of High Fidelity starring John Cusack, Lisa Bonet, Joe Cusack, and Lily Taylor. For passes to this movie, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard. Have you ever thought of making, starring in, or learning more about independent films? A local group, IFP North, can help. Call them at 612-338-0871, and that's the movie preview. Gabby's presents the Twin City's official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park.
Yay!
And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery.
Half off. We'll give you half off. This is your last chance to save not up to, but at least 50% off list during Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. Acoustic guitars from Yamaha, Takamine, and more. Electrics from Ibanez, Tamer, BC Rich, and Jackson, just to name a few. Look for the green tags and get at least half off. $600 Pro Wireless Systems, now an unbelievable $199. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale isn't over yet, but the clock is ticking. Full-size MIDI keyboards at nearly 70% off, just $79. 60% off Spirit 12-channel mixers, now only $199. built-in cymbals, starting at just $29. And spend $4.99 or more with your Guitar Center credit card. Get no payment, no interest financing until 2001. Don't be green with envy. Come in today, because Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale is coming to a close. Call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you.
Jolly Rancher, the candy with 1,000,000,000% fruit flavor, brings you the Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour, coming to a Hard Rock Cafe near you. The Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour features a collection of some of today's best new music. You'll see live performances by bands like Frankie Machine, Me, and Peter Searcy. And remember to check your local stores for specially marked packages of Jolly Rancher to see how you can get a free, limited edition Jolly Rancher Hard Rock t-shirt along with other great offers. For more information on Jolly Rancher Rocks with the Hard Rock Cafe and to get a full list of tour dates and locations, log on to Hershey's.com or HardRock.com. The Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour is brought to you by Jolly Rancher, the candy with 1,000,000,000% fruit flavor.
Come on down to the Quest next Saturday, March 25th, to check out the Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour. It's a free show, compliments of Jolly Rancher and Best Buy. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Want to see what I bring to the party?
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Well, where did the time go?
Is it over?
It's over.
It's over?
It's over.
It's over.
Too much, too little, too late. All right. Can you say hi
to some friends?
Yes.
Congratulations to Ann, and I'm sorry she wasn't here. She had kids, right?
Yep. She had twins.
And hello to Paige, who's watching my dog, Suggs.
Sorry.
And hello to Skippy Jenkins, who's driving with my brother.
The comic strip out of the 40s.
Yeah, really.
All the folks back home. I'd like to say hello to Jeeves. I'd like to say hello to Bobby and his brother Little Bobby and retarded Bobby.
Jughead and Joey the Jeep. All right. Well, that about does it. Everyone, listen, Pay Attention is the name of the CD. It's going to hit the stores May 2nd. Go out and get that, and let's make Dickie rich, everybody. Get him out of that Camry. So, until next time. This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I banged a prostitute in a parking lot.
Well, now. This has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins Ingold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics. Zone 105.